This is Kara Hart reporting from the 84th National FFA Convention, and sitting next to me is Bernice Armour, and she's actually going to speak at the third session here at FFA Convention. And Bernice, I was hoping maybe you could give an overview of some things you're thinking about talking about with FFA members.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing that is boiling through my blood that I believe I was placed here on earth to do, that message, is to share with folks how to create the breakthroughs. And that starts with a breakthrough mentality as the foundation. And simply put, the definition of breakthrough mentality is refusing to settle, even in the smallest of moments, and demanding a breakthrough life, demanding a breakthrough career or family or marriage, whatever that is. But the key is refusing to settle, even in the smallest of moments. So creating that breakthrough life starts out with the flight plan. Where are you? Where do you want to be? And right here at, you know, National Convention, we have folks, whether, you know, whatever grade they're in, but they are forming the foundation right now, creating that where they are. And I hear some amazing goals of where folks want to be. So it's really exciting and an honor to be here.
Now, how have you had any interaction with FFA in previous years?
I actually spoke for a Texas FFA a couple months back.
How'd that go?
It was a lot of fun. And everybody's so nice and polite, and it was a really neat experience. And I've been around agriculture, you know, my whole life. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a cop that rode a horse downtown. I got my first horse when I was 6 years old. And when I got to college, I majored in animal science, emphasis in horse science, because I wanted to train and breed. So Middle Tennessee State University, go Blue Raiders. So, you know, ag school there. So it was really neat to be at the Texas FFA convention, and it really just got me ready for coming here.
So you've known you've been doing this for a while.
I have been out of the military now for about 4 years, and the little thing I like to say is I went from beat cop to combat pilot in 3 years. Served a couple tours over in Iraq. When I got back, much to my surprise, you know, I found out I was America's first African-American female combat pilot. I do believe to whom much is given, much is required. So people were asking me, well, how did you do this? How did you do that? You know, oh, woman in male-dominated field. How did you go through combat? What about leadership? And the more I started speaking to organizations or individuals and helping them, I said, I could actually do this in a bigger scale. So when I got into the Marine Corps, I did it for the experience. You know, I saw a black female in a flight suit, and I said, that's cool. So for me, I did it for the adventure and the excitement, you know, not because I wanted to be in the military for 20 years, but I love being of service to my community and my country. And what a cool way to do it, right? Be a combat pilot? Hello. And now I just get to serve on another battlefield in a different capacity, sharing the experiences that I have with others. And I'm not telling people how to go be a cop or how to be a combat pilot or shoot missiles, but what I do show them is how to unleash their own inner combat pilot and shoot missiles over their own deserts of life. So using the same principles I did to create the breakthroughs for them.
Can you share a little bit about how to get through those breakthroughs and combating the missiles and things like that, some little points that you share within your speech?
Yeah, absolutely. So the name of my book is Zero to Breakthrough, the 7-step battle-tested method to accomplishing goals that matter. And I am going to give you the 5-step cliff notes, all right? So number one is create your flight plan. Where are you? Where do you want to be? Number two, you got to pre-flight your aircraft, right, which is pre-flight whatever vehicle you're using in life. The pros and the cons, mitigate the risk. Number three, we got to take off. But when that takeoff, you know, you got to make sure you have enough fuel, whether it's emotional fuel, physical fuel, monetary fuel, family support fuel. Four, execute. Once you've taken off, you have to execute. You can have the best plan in the world, and if you don't execute, you got nothing. And then finally, five, review, recharge, and reattack. Review your successes and your failures. Like, I'm sure, you know, when the, you know, we're going through our first year, second year, third year, you know, you're looking at all your record keeping, you're saying, what did I do good? What do I need to do better this time? You know, that reviewing is huge, successes and failures, because you want to do your successes over and over and over again. Use that same process. Recharge emotionally, physically, and intellectually. I'm sure every year we come to convention, we learn something more, we take something away that we're able to go back and use that next year to come back to the next convention and say, okay, look where I went from there to I'm here right now. And finally, there are only two ways to succeed. only two ways to succeed, the first time or again. So the re-attack is essential.
Those are some pretty good steps. I pictured in my mind a few things that I would fill in, and I hope kids can relate to what you're saying up there on stage.
Well, you know, I think, number one, it's just going to be all about the storytelling. You know, making a point, telling some examples, and then sharing how I did that. And I think we can all relate to storytelling. That's what going to the movies is. You know, we're watching a story or watching reality TV or whatever it is, or reading a book. But we relate to others' experiences. I can just imagine one of my girlfriends walking in and saying, "Oh my God, you will not believe what just happened to me." Immediately, we are all enthralled. "Oh my God, tell me what happened." You know, so I've actually created a community on Facebook called The Ready Room. And yes, it is a Facebook page, but I don't like to call it a page. It's The Ready Room. And that's where all of the fly peeps or the fly crew come to help each other. You know, the crew, we help each other. Marines don't leave Marines behind. You know, family doesn't leave family behind, and our support network. And I do live broadcasts, you know, via Ustream. So I'm live. People can post questions, and I answer it live through video right there on the page once a week. You know, so it's more than just giving a keynote at a convention or, you know, doing an interview like we're doing right now. But how can I keep the engagement going? You know, how can we be there for each other when stuff gets tough? So a couple weeks from now, you could be having a tough time, and you say, "Hey, I'm going to the, you know, Fly Girls Ready Room because I need to figure out how to get stuck." And I'm going to tell you, you're not stuck, you're just not moving. Now let's get to work. How can we work this out? How can we create the breakthrough?
That's great. You've got me motivated in the seat already.
Well, you know what? I hope I have you inspired. And inspired is from the inside out, you know, because when we're all going to go through the tough times and the challenging times, and the well's going to run dry a little bit. And at that point, we don't feel motivated. But if we are inspired to do the committed action that is required to move us from where we are in that dry spell to actually accomplishing our goal, it's like when you're working out, you know, and sometimes you just feel like, "I don't feel like getting up and going to work out this morning." But if you have that picture hanging up and those jeans are right next to it, size 4 or something, right? You get real inspired and motivated real quick, and you go out because your why is big. You know, it's there. So we really have to make sure we're out here doing things because it's in our heart, it's in our soul, it's our passion, it's what we were placed on this planet for. That it's itching to get out. If we don't do it, we don't feel complete. That is what life is about to me. Squeezing that orange and the juice just runs down your arm to your elbow and it drips off and you get all the pulp and juice out of it. It's not dress rehearsal. We've heard that little cliche many times. It's the real deal. So what are we doing about it?
That's just so awesome. And your book, you say you've written a book, and what feedback are you getting from people who've read that?
You know, it's absolutely amazing. People are talking about how they're moving through places where they were stuck or they didn't have a plan before, but the book has given them a foundation to create a plan and create the steps and create the process. Like, if you can imagine walking into a gym and you have all this equipment but you don't know what to do, and then a personal trainer comes up to you. Well, having the book is like having me as your personal trainer. But you can be anywhere in the world. It can be 2:00 in the morning because you couldn't sleep and you want to figure out how to get your business off the ground, how to do something better. You're a mom with a couple kids just trying to figure out how to make it work. A veteran returning from Iraq or Afghanistan trying to make the transition back to being home or out of the service to continue, you know, your life in another capacity. There are so many transitions that people are trying to make. A couple of little quotes or quick things I'll throw out there that are really close to me is, number one, knowledge, or, you know, obstacles and challenges are inevitable. Acknowledge the obstacles, don't give them power. You see the speed bump, you slow down, but you still go over it, right? Do what average people do, you'll have what average people have. I don't want to be average, do you? All right. So what do you have to do to break out of the pack? Period, end of story. And finally, which is what I'll be talking about, is engagement. You have permission to engage. It's inside of you. It's always been inside of you. But you have to give yourself that permission to say, "I'm going to go harder. I'm going to give it 100%. I'm going to try it again. I'm going to go for my master's," or, "Yes, I'm going to get involved in that program," or, "I'm going to," like Dr. Phil said, "I'm going to be the hero of my relationship." And, you know, it doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong. What do we want? We want a better relationship, so I'll step up and make the difference. be the hero of your life. How amazing. A breakthrough mentality creates a breakthrough reality. And you are cleared high.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Join the Ready Room on Facebook. I want to see you there. And folks will get a free chapter of the book as well. They can download it as soon as they get to the page. Download it, check it out, and if it inspires you from the inside out, I'd love to help you work through your flight plan and create breakthroughs.